I don't know about you, but I've heard the Beatitudes for a long time, and they're still up there, way up there, only by God's grace. I want to spend a few weeks reflecting with you on an article somebody gave me a while ago about the church in AA. And to me, it was a very interesting reflection from Father Sam Shoemaker on what the church can learn from AA. As you know, AA is one of the first 12-step groups on which all the other groups are based. And I just want to share with you a little bit of history, and then we'll begin to learn the lesson. Bill Wilson in 1955 gave credit to Father Sam Shoemaker, an Episcopal priest in New York and Pittsburgh, as the co-founder of AA when he stated, "It was from Sam Shoemaker that we absorbed most of the 12 steps of AA, steps that express the heart of AA's way of life. Dr. Silkworth gave us needed knowledge of our illness, but Sam Shoemaker gave us concrete knowledge of what we could do about it and passed on the spiritual keys by which we were liberated. The early AA got its ideas of self-examination, acknowledgement of character defects, restitution for harm done, and working with others straight from Sam Shoemaker and nowhere else." Father Shoemaker attended the celebration of the 20th anniversary of AA with 5,000 people in, get this, 1955. So it's been around a while. This event inspired him to write what the church must learn from Alcoholics Anonymous. And he begins with the opening challenge, which actually is from our second lesson today in 1 Corinthians 26. "God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong." What is the first thing that the church needs to learn from AA? Well, I think the first thing that we need to learn from AA is encapsulated in that lesson from Corinthians, and that is we can learn a lot from people that have struggled in life. A lot of times in our lives, we tend to be fairly proud, and we tend to compare ourselves to other people and sometimes try to lift ourselves up, especially when somebody's struggling, and we compare ourselves to them. And yet, Father Shoemaker is about to share with us that one of the most important things we can do is hear these words from 1 Corinthians, and that often God chooses what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chooses what is weak in the world to shame the strong. And most importantly, God chooses those who are broken often to teach those around them, if they would but see, some very important lessons about life. And so the first lesson that Father Shoemaker shares is that nobody gets anywhere till he recognizes a clearly defined need. You know, so often in our lives as we live them, we at times can live unreflective lives, especially with how busy life can be in our day-to-day existence. We don't take time to slow down and not only just smell the roses, but also think about what life is telling us and what God is trying to speak to us through life. For instance, in our scriptures today, there's a real call to repent of our sin and to move toward the Lord in that confession. And so one of the important things for you and I to realize is that there are needs that we have in our life. And a lot of times we're not willing to even look at those needs because we may be ashamed of them. We have been trying to face them for a long time to no avail. We feel like it's a monkey on our back that we can't get rid of. And there might be various reasons that that defined need, we're just not really willing to face it. And yet Father Sam shares with us is that nobody gets anywhere until they recognize that clearly defined need. He shares about the people that come to AA. These people do not come to AA to get a little better, but they come because they are desperate. They are not looking for religion, but utterly desperate men and women in search of redemption. Without AA, death literally stares them in the face. With AA, there is life and hope. There are not a dozen ways or two ways. There is one way, and they find it or perish. Each AA member has a desperate need, and they are ready to tell somebody what it is if their need can be met. Is there anything as definite for you and me who may not be alcoholics? If there is, I'm sure it lies in the conscious withholding of the truth about ourselves from God and one another, in any pretense that we're already good Christians. There were no good Christians in the early church, only sinners. Peter and others were reminded of his betrayal in the hour that the cock crowed. James, stunned by the memory of the years of his stubborn resistance, warned in his letter, "Confess your faults to one another." One of the last places, Father Sam shares, that you can be candid about your faults is in the church. A bar, yes, but a church, no. I've tried both places. That's a priest, by the way. So, in closing, and yes, in closing, I'm already wrapping this up, but this is very important. Because what I'm trying to get you and me to do is to hone in on what your definitive need is. And to Father Sam's point, usually that definitive need is something that you might feel ashamed about, feel convicted about, something that you're hiding, something that you have a very hard time sharing with somebody, or you might be blind to it, because that happens too. So my question to each one of us here today is, what truth about you are you hiding? What is your clearly defined need right now? Not years ago, not yesterday, not what do you speculate what your need might be 5 years from now, but I'm asking you in this moment, what is your clearly defined need right now? And again, you might have three or four. I'm just asking for one. You know, again, to use the model of AA, to use what Father Sam is sharing with us, what is your clearly defined need? What is it in your heart that you're desperate about and desperate for? And as you move to that place of honesty in your own heart about what that is, my question to you is, where are you going to go with that? If you've already gone to God with that before and you're not finding any progress, maybe you need to do something different. Maybe you need to go to somebody else that may be able to help you with that. Maybe it's a priest. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's another priest. I've known people in this church who have had needs, and they haven't come to me because they feel so ashamed about it, and they didn't want me to know what it was because they felt I would feel differently about them. And so what I've said to them is, if you feel that way, there are plenty of other churches around here where you can go to confession. You'll go into a box, they won't know who you are, and you can unburden your heart and share what's going on, and then have some prayers to pray and receive the mercy of the Lord. Believe me, this is not about my ego. You don't have to come and see me. The thing I want more desperately for each of you more than anything else is to be set free. And if that means going to a priest somewhere else in a confessional box, that you might be able to share the need that you're desperate about and the monkey that's been on your back, please go do it. But again, as you come clean about the desperate need that you have in your heart and maybe what you've been struggling with for a long, long time, my question to you and me is, what are you going to do at this moment about it? Because if you've been doing the same thing for 10 or 20 or 30 years, and you're still dealing with the same problem, may I suggest that what you're doing is not working? I'm just saying. may I suggest that what you're doing is not working? And that cycle of shame and that cycle of addiction and that cycle of sin is just going to keep you wrapped up because you keep doing the same thing. What's the definition of insanity? You keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. Just take a step back for a moment and maybe consider the possibility that you're acting in an insane way in this particular part of your life. And you see, for the person that goes to AA for the first time, and this is what Father Sam is sharing with us, when that person finally is desperate enough to go and ultimately in that meeting be able to say, my name is Joe or my name is Mary and I am an alcoholic, that is the first step in their healing because they're finally articulating and verbalizing their desperate need. And their desperate need is they are addicted to alcohol and they need help. It's killing them. It's killing their family. It's killing their life. It's killing their spirituality. And they need help. And that is the beginning of their moment of liberation. Because it comes out of the darkness and into the light. It's no longer a secret. It's something that's shared. And as that happens, there can be redemption. So I want to encourage you here today to hear what we're being encouraged to do, what we need to hear from AA. Nobody gets anywhere till they recognize a clearly defined need. And as you begin to be honest in this moment about what your clearly defined need is in the depth of your heart, and I have a feeling each and every one of you know exactly what that is. You know exactly what it is. Oh, no, it couldn't really be that, Father Joe. Yeah, it probably is that. It probably is that. Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And what needs to change in this moment is you need to be honest about that in your life and then be willing to make the next step toward your freedom. So let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for Father Sam and for Bill Wilson and for others who were part of the beginning of AA, literally a revolution in human relationships, literally a revolution that continues to this day, where many, many people have found sobriety and liberation where they never could before. And Lord, the reality is there are many different kinds of addiction because we're human beings. But the answer to all of them is amazingly the same, and it begins in this place of recognizing our need and being honest about it. So, Lord, we pray for one another in this moment that we would begin by the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to be honest about what is our need. What are we desperate about deep in our being? To come clean with you. To come clean with ourselves. And then be willing to make the step that maybe we have never made, that we could be free, that we could be healed, that we would be whole in you. For we ask it in your name. Amen.